Main reading. The Wizard of Oz is one of the most beloved films of all time. People forget, however, what a big hit the book was. Frank Baum had been a traveling salesman when he wrote the book. In his spare time in hotels and on trains, he wrote. When the book came out, it was an instant success. Baum quit his job, moved to a new house, and wrote for the rest of his life. The movie was not only successful in theaters when it came out, but from early on it was shown annually on television. Children from the 1960s on could not remember the capital cities of states in America, but they could remember who played Dorothy, the Scarecrow, the Tin Man, the Lion, and the Wicked Witch of the West. Strangely, one character did not stand out in people's minds, the Wizard. It is also unusual because he plays three roles in the film. Frank Morgan died 10 years after the making of the film. However, in his obituaries, many forgot to mention his role as the Wizard in The Wizard of Oz. Yet, since he had played a sort of magician, Morgan could probably appreciate one bit of magic involving the film more than most people could. In one of his roles, Morgan played Professor Marvel. The professor's costume called for a shabby coat. He was supposed to be a once great teacher who had gone downhill. Staff from the film were sent to find a coat to fit this role. They came back with dozens of suit coats. The director, Victor Fleming, and Morgan met to choose a jacket. They found one from among the many they had gathered. It was old, but grand-looking. Years earlier, it had probably been an elegant and handsome coat. Also, it fit Morgan as if it had been his own. They decided it was the perfect coat. Morgan was now just right as a has-been professor. When they shot the scenes for the film, the weather was very hot. Morgan was perspiring heavily under the thick suit coat. So during breaks, he would take it off. He also turned the pockets inside out to get air. After one shooting, he took off the coat, turned out the pockets, then noticed the name of the tailor and the man for whom the coat had been sewn. Both were still easy to read in the coat. Unbelievable! Morgan called over the staff. Then they went to the director with the coat. Surely it was just a very strange coincidence? Morgan and the staff sent a telegram to the tailor in Chicago. The tailor confirmed that he had made the coat. Then they contacted the widow of the former owner. The elderly woman smiled when she saw the coat and said simply, "Yes, it was his coat. I remember him wearing it often." What was so special about it? The coat had fit Frank Morgan, the Wizard, perfectly. But the magical part of the coat was its original owner. Written inside the coat was L. Frank Baum. The coat they had chosen had belonged to the author of the book, The Wizard of Oz.